Namaha Namaste. So welcome to your 5 minutes of self-care. I have been a bit down under and taking a break. So you may feel the full moon energies happening at the moment. So if you are highly emotional, highly sensitive, it's quite normal. And certain chapters need to be closed. In the past week, I've been training a good friend of mine in coaching. When we started with a 5 a.m. meditation, practice, training, and I've been coaching, doing out the day when things came up. And something that I noticed is that we human beings have the tendency, when the going gets tough, that we run away. Throughout this week, when you feel there's a certain emotion coming up and you get triggered, go inside of it. If you have the courage, because it will pop up again and again if you do not deal with it. And this is part of trauma healing. Within the alchemy healing practice, which is a quantum healing modality where we neutralize the strong emotions triggered through previous trauma, which gets stuck in our subconscious mind, we actually work with exactly this. To decrease the gap between our consciousness and subconsciousness, that we become so conscious of everything that we experience and how these emotions pop up. So for instance, you are in a situation with a colleague and this conversation triggers you for some reason. And you want to change. You genuinely want to change and be able to be more loving to yourself and step back when it is necessary to step back and refrain from overgiving and overpleasing so you can actually fill up your cup to be able to give. Self-care is necessary because these moments require for us to set our boundaries. And when setting your boundaries, this is not a comfortable exercise. I'm saying to you, this takes strength and this takes the courage to be able to get out of your comfort zone. Meaning, you have this conversation and this person is quite adjusted and used to your sort of behavior, your way of being, and things that this person knows you. But if you really want to embrace change, that means that you get out of the comfort zone and you start using your voice chakra and speak up. I always say, when you speak up, do speak as if you're speaking to yourself in a very loving manner, with compassion, but being very clear on the direction, how you see that how your needs can be met. And because we manage and we teach other people how we would like to be treated, this is something important, but if you do not understand yourself, what your needs are and how you like to be treated, because you feel the more you give, the more you receive love, but this is not unconditional. The more you please, you feel like I'm not going to rock the boat. People are going to be nice to me and they're going to like me. It's not about being liked. It's about you creating your life the way how you want to create your life and surround yourself with people who know you as their authentic you and like you for this person. But it's not about being liked. Because if we try to go throughout the world by pleasing everyone, overgiving everyone, being liked, what about yourself? Do you like yourself the way how you are? Have you really taken care of yourself that you feel physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually absolutely fit? And you do not go and give from an empty cup. That your nervous system is in such a homeostasis, so well regulated that you do not feel depression where your thoughts go back to the past and with regrets, or you don't feel anxiety, constantly worrying about the future. Regulating your nervous system and listening to your body at the very moment when you get triggered in a conversation, that is key. Get to know yourself better. Get to, you know, the way how you feel when you're surrounded by people, how you feel when you have to tread on eggshells. Because this creates fear within ourselves. And this fear does not help your nervous system. And when you are constantly in a fight and flight mode, a sympathetic part of your nervous system, your body constantly, your adrenals constantly produce adrenaline, which then forms into cortisol, which then actually gets stored as fatty tissue in your body. I've met so many people, I've experienced it myself so many times that I hardly eat anything, I train, but yet again, I feel I'm bloated, I'm gaining more weight. It's because your nervous system is not well regulated. Your energy doesn't flow. And disease can manifest itself in your body in form of cancer, autoimmune disorders, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and your performance will be hindered. It will be produced. So the overgiving, the overpleasing is really not for your own benefit. It's not. And people should like you for the person who you are because you are good enough. I repeat this. People should like you for who you are because you're good enough. You do not need to prove anyone that you are good enough. Inherently, we are all very unique. We have all our set of gifts. The more we become conscious of them, the more we can step into our purpose and power. So the next time when you get triggered, at that very moment, rather than reacting emotionally and getting angry and upset and trying to explain to someone who does not have the bandwidth necessarily what your needs are, step back and become really aware of how you feel and the emotion. Yield. Go into your yin side. And then when you're aware of what is really going on with yourself and what's happening, why this triggered it or triggered this emotion, where you may have experienced this in your past, in your childhood, go inside of it, feel it. Discuss with all the people that have been in that past situation in your head and voice out how you felt and how they made you feel. And voice everything out. And this all happens in your head, in your meditation practice. And then forgive. Most importantly, forgive yourself that you have been in that situation. Because it's a lesson that will come back again and again and again. And if you don't deal with it now, it will come back, I promise you. And then you go inside and clear it out, put light on it. Clear it out and let it go. This is a form of being able to understand yourself better. It does not make any sense to repeat yourself the story again of victimization. But yes, my parents and this person did this. No, the situation will come back in life again. And if as long as we do not learn the lesson, we cannot break this karmic cycle. Energy is so important. Everything in life is energy. And if your vital life force gets depleted because you're overgiving, overpleasing, repeating your cycles again and again and do not learn off the lessons, the universe, God, divine spirits, whatever you want to call it, quantum field is just going to make you so uncomfortable that you have no other choice to set your boundaries and to get out of your comfort zone. Life is not about staying in your comfort zone. It's about evolving, changing, transforming, growing, and being able to let go of lessons, closing them, and move forward. You are not going to be the same person as you were yesterday, 1 minute ago, 1 hour ago. And that's okay. Luckily, we are not. So moving forwards, always moving forwards. Namaha, namaste.